Yeah, well, we made it back. Sitting here riffing on some Robert Plant video. The song's great, but the video is like just as cheesy as it gets. Very equivocal of the 80s and that time when, you know, record companies demanded, you know, a video.
He looks like
Fast yeah, drink up, baby.
Hyde, James
oh,
Bond.
No. We got wine on your dress. Uh-oh. And then the mummy, the invisible man, rips out a riff.
This whole music video is starting to look like an Oxygen
cruising around.
Everybody's wearing white, spilling shit.
Now he's out hunting the ladies down. Out hunting the ladies down.
How else are you going to get him in the back seat looking confused?
That's right. You guys like wine spilled on you?
Hey, that one's sleeping. That
hey, sometimes you got to cruise the back alleys.
I like how they're all sitting in a row like that. It's really fucking convenient. Ah, God.
And then there's just something like weird from nowhere.
Yeah. Was that Yoko in there somewhere?
This is the story of Robert Plant's life. Chicks I've dated. It's like, man, it's fucking me up. Invisible man, and then there's like the weird like kind of cartoonish. Oh, and there's karate. You gotta have karate. It's like, whatever, so I'm done with this shit. Fuck it, I'm out.
Yep, that's
I'm out, peace.
Every day.
Peace. This is it, fuck all this bullshit. I'm Robert Plant.
Imagine the people just driving by.
Like, what
man
the fuck?
Just took his shirt off.
What's going on over here? That bloke just took his shirt off. That's getting kind of crazy around here. Yeah, a little Robert Plant on his solo career, you know? Except the song is good. The video is very fucking...
Odd.
80s. A lot of odd things came out of the 80s.
I always think about,
I remember as a kid, like when, of course, MTV had first came out and they were gathering, you know, content and actually introducing like the world to like a completely different style of music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what you have to give up for MTV is that they really pushed the kind of the new wave in the beginning. They really pushed the new wave of music.
No, I liked MTV until they stopped playing like music videos and started
became
doing
like
fucking road rules and shit.
Yeah,
like that.
When it got stupid.
Yeah, it's like, you know, there's this whole thing that is rumored to make a shitload of money and ruin the rest of the world. It's called reality television.
Right. Let's corrupt the minds of fucking ignorant people.
Yeah.
The ones who can't get IDs. Yeah.
The ones who have a room temperature IQ.
It's just okay.
The stage presence of Snooki throughout the entirety of everything, before and after.
But like I said, they were at the forefront of that kind of movement, you know. And there's a lot of bands that you know, as I would say, I was probably between the ages of like maybe 11 to about 13, like when MTV first came out.
Yeah, all right.
So it had like a big influence. It's like, you know, I moved kind of towards heavy metal and things like that, but I'd already, you know, of course, FM radio and things, you know, rock and roll through the 70s.
Yep.
And like my sister's boyfriends would like play, you know, music that was cool, you know.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you should listen to this, you know. And I'm like, oh, that's cool, you know. I'd say like one of her boyfriends actually probably introduced me to like Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
He was like, you should listen to this guy, you know. And the first song I ever heard from him was Welcome to My Nightmare.
That's a good one to start off. Yeah.
And then I realized like that I'd heard other songs from Alice Cooper and just didn't know
I'm sure,
it.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know, and just didn't know
I've
it.
I've done that too with bands,
you know?
Though. Where it's you're familiar with the type of like, it sounds familiar. And then you realize like, oh, the songs you like, that was the same artist.
Oh, it's so, the same people. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, but,
then you're an inadvertent fan. Now.
When MTV came out, there was just like, they were just had this unique eclectic, like of music and videos. Like, you know, of course they pushed the kind of the new wave, which because the British were making fucking, they were making videos.
Yeah.
Well, most American bands were just like, you know, they just had live footage of them up singing their songs and they just overdub maybe the track to it, you know? Or they would just do the live, they just like,
right.
Just put it out live.
Yeah.
So there was that weird time, but you know, like bands like Devo,
yep,
you know, which I love till this day because of MTV. Yeah. Really, they introduced me to Devo, and I was like, whoa, you know, and you can laugh if you want, but you know, Flock of Seagulls,
yeah,
you know, I mean, if you listen to, you can't tell me you don't like that song, Iran. And Space Age Love Song, too. And Space Age Love Song is...
That's also a good song.
That is a very good song, you know?
Although I was about to make a reference to, like, I always like listening to a song when I'm running.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that keeps me going. Because otherwise, I'm not following the lyrics. But what if I run... They're not saying, and I run a short distance.
Right.
I run so far away.
And I ran so far away. And then songs like from the Human League and things like that,
oh,
too.
Human League was good, Human too. League, like too.
So they, you had this kind of, yeah, like, weird mesh of,
yeah,
of music on MTV where they had videos, like, live videos of American bands doing their stuff, and then you had, like, these British guys actually making videos.
Right.
You know? So it was kind of an interesting time, which, you know, like I said, later on, you know, of course, MTV being what it was and taking off and everybody kind of getting on board with,
I think they were like, trying to,
oh, you need to make the video
bullshit
now, you know?
Yeah. Which, I mean, you were that age when it first started. I think I was about probably 15 when it ended, when it was like, oh, like
it's over.
Yeah. No more.
Yeah, I remember
videos.
When it like
even
when
then
it died too, because
stupid for a little
it
bit.
Was,
before
it
that.
Was further and further, but MTV did give us Beavis and Butthead.
Yes, yeah, great.
And Mike Judge, you know,
King of the Hill,
you know, and all, everything that Mike Judge has done since then.
You boys been whacking off in my camper.
So,
fire. I forget how old.
Such a butthead.
I mean, I wasn't an adult, but I forget how old I was when Beavis and Butthead Do American came out. But that was whatever age I was. That was the perfect age.
I was the perfect age too, and I'm sure I saw it much later. I was much older. But
there is a,
like,
very wide range of the perfect age to watch that.
But
movie.
I remember, like, you know, like MTV used to do that show on Sunday
10
nights.
10 to 40
used to do the show Liquid Television. You know, which was like they would like grab up all these like short cult films,
okay,
you know, of animation.
Oh, so like,
so and that's where Beavis
swim,
that's where in Beavis Butthead came from.
I'm trying to think if I saw any
like the
like
first,
their first
like the first like short was on Liquid Television. When I saw them, it was about a frog and they were like blowing up frogs, and I'm like, oh, this is pretty funny. And also Aeon Flux. Like they like Aeon Flux was usually at the end of Liquid Television. Like they had the shorts of them, you know, which I found that those cartoons probably more compelling than the actual movie. It's like I watched probably 10 minutes of that movie and I was like, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
You know,
the shorts
in the cartoon like that was on Liquid Television was far better.
Yeah. Sometimes the cartoon is better.
Yeah.
You have more access to do different things in a cartoon. I mean, look at things like Simpsons, Family Guy, like that shit. And, like, the stuff that they do, or even say, would have been really pushing the boundaries if it wasn't. You can look at it like, oh, but this isn't a real person. This is just a cartoon
character. It's a cartoon character.
Yeah. And then it's, you know, it's hard to...
So it's okay to...
Tumble down a cliff and survive.
Exactly, right. It's a cartoon. We get it.
You can do whatever you want.
You know, and speaking of cartoons and other fat guys who died, Louis Anderson did die.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yep. He's up there.
He's up there hanging out.
He's up there...
having the meatloaf.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm kind of
wondering... Is that too soon?
I'm kind of wondering if Betty White's got a mouthful of meatloaf right now.
Ooh, bump.
Because, I mean, she's got time now.
She's got time.
Do whatever she wants.
She's got
meatloaf's here.
The meatloaf has made it.
Yeah. Mom! Meatloaf!
It's now!
What is he doing up there? I don't know. I don't know if he went to heaven or hell.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
I have no idea. Well, he was a brat out of hell, so...
He was, so I assume he was leaving.
He was leaving.
But I don't know if he was permitted to leave.
He may not be permitted into heaven.
So he's just going to come back here.
So he's just going to like circle back.
He's going to have Meatloaf the sequel.
Yeah, Meatloaf leftovers.
Yeah.
They're always better.
Cold Meatloaf is good.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind it at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Throw some ketchup
did
on
that
there.
The other yeah. day, you know. In now honor I, of Meatloaf. Yeah. In honor of Meatloaf.
Now I want Meatloaf. Yeah.
My boss was like, oh, hey. He goes, we should do cold Meatloaf sandwiches today. And I was like,
sandwiches.
Yeah. And I was like, we should. He goes, I was like, you want to make a Meatloaf? We got time. He's like, sure. And then he's like, oh, here, I got my recipe. And I was like, okay, so you want this in about 20 minutes or you want this in 45 minutes?
Yeah.
You know? Because we're pressed for time. And
I
have a Meatloaf recipe in my head. You know? I'm from Ohio. It comes with me. I was like, I'm going to make a good Meatloaf. Trust me. And it was good. We made Meatloaf sandwiches.
I know I've made my own. Well, I've taken a lot of meatloaf, throw ketchup on there, make a sandwich.
Yeah, it's good.
It is good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some foods are as good cold as they are hot. Like, I can eat cold pizza. You
know, I do love good. A cold. I like the cold pizza that's in the morning.
Yeah.
But that's just been sitting on the counter.
Yeah,
I know
that's
probably
that
not right, but it's fucking
it's not,
cheese.
But I didn't
it's
get...
cheese, no, tomatoes, dough, and pepperoni. So I'm pretty sure it's okay.
Or you get a little drunk or something.
Yeah. I don't mind it.
And then you wake up and you're like, I was going to put that in the fridge and I just didn't. And you eat a slice of it and you're like,
and then you go
so
over
good.
The fridge, you look in and go, well, there's nothing in here. So
that's from last night.
I'm
so
gonna,
whatever.
I'm going to go ahead and eat that.
Yeah. Or the actual like cold refrigerated pizza is good too.
Yeah.
Could heat it up. Not going to.
And the microwave always kind of makes it weird.
Yeah. And the oven like dries it out too much.
The oven dries it out and like the microwave makes it like super like soggy.
You have no good option. Eat it cold.
Eat it cold. Just go for it.
You know what? I actually don't.
Just don't do the chicken ones.
Yeah. I haven't done as much, but cold pasta.
I like cold pasta. I don't mind
that. I mean, you can eat macaroni salad. You can eat cold fucking
That's
pasta.
That's exactly right.
Can't go, ooh.
Ew. No. Well, we've all done it, and you can't say you haven't. You know? I enjoy cheese slices right out of the refrigerator.
Yeah, I was doing that the other
night. Like a snack.
Yeah.
It's like, I need a snack. Oh, look. A slice of cheddar cheese will do great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been doing that recently. I've been slamming down the grilled cheeses. I don't know why. Yeah. Like, even outside, like, not as a meal. Just like, I'll eat a meal, and then be like, I'm still kind of hungry. You know what?
Make Here's a little cooking tip. If you want to make, like, a pretty, like, really tasty grilled cheese sandwich.
Sure.
Put a thin layer of mayonnaise on the bread instead of butter.
Really?
Oh, it's fucking
mayonnaise?
It's fucking great, dude. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Do it.
Yeah.
Not Miracle Whip.
No, I don't. No, that shit has never touched any place I've ever fucking lived.
But mayonnaise.
Whatever it is not a miracle.
Yeah, mayonnaise, it's just really eggs and oil.
Yeah.
And it just gives this nice little crust to the bread.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I'll try it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you throw your slices of American on there. If you want to get fancy, you can, like, buy some shredded cheeses or something.
I usually, either I'll go cheap because it's quick, or I'll have the, I like the extra sharp cheddar.
Cheddar, that's nice. Yeah, that's tasty.
Yeah, if you get the Cabot stuff,
But yeah, a little
whatever.
Mayonnaise.
Slice that up.
Just throw a little mayonnaise on it and...
I've never tried that.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
But don't goop it on there like you're going to eat.
No,
like
it's not a turkey
sandwich. You want a nice just kind of thin layer like you're just, you know.
You know, it took me until like well into adulthood to really be able to stomach mayonnaise outside of tuna fish sandwiches. There was something about like the taste and consistency of it.
Really?
I fucking hated mayonnaise.
I've always loved mayonnaise.
But then I got to, I don't know. It was probably because like the military like changed everything. Like, no, I can eat everything.
Yeah, I'm fucking hungry.
But no, after that, I was like, turkey sandwich. I'll fucking throw some goddamn mayonnaise on that thing, especially if it's some, some decent.
I love mayonnaise on a burger. God, that's my thing. You know.
Yeah, Yeah, that was the separating thing with Burger King, wasn't it? They put mayo in the burger. Wendy's would do ketchup and mustard.
Like McDonald's, ketchup and mustard.
McDonald's does mostly ketchup.
Well, except on the Big Mac, which the Big Mac secret sauce is a Thousand Island dressing.
Thousand Island, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. You know, well, it's no genius there.
It's not. Well, that's because the only reason they trick people for so long is because the people who live off of Big Macs have never eaten a fucking salad before. So they're like, oh, Thousand Island? Like, ooh, this sounds exotic.
Ooh, that comes from a Thousand Island. Actually, it was like made in like I think Maine. It's, actually, like on Nantucket Island. Actually.
Yeah, and it's French dressing that somebody left outside in the sun for an hour, and then they're like,
"Put some pickle and put some pickle relish in it."
You can make it a little more tangy, you know. Can't have these fucking frogs coming over here with their goddamn orange dressing.
Yeah. It's like, you know, there was always a sauce that we'd make. We used to call it Sauce Louie, which can be served with shrimp cocktail. Like shrimp cocktail. Oh. So you have like cocktail sauce.
Horseradish based or
No. It's just mayonnaise and ketchup with brandy in it.
Oh, that's
it's great actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's very tasty.
It sounds disgusting.
But they call it Sauce Louie. It's like, yeah. And people are like, oh my god, that's awesome.
So you know,
oh,
some god. Alcoholic.
So if you want an alternative to the horseradish cocktail sauce, for those folks who don't like it, try the old Louis sauce.
Yeah, let me break out the blackberry brandy I have just chilling in the fucking cupboard because I'm 200 years old. I don't know. I do like it. Brandy's still good, but I mean, let's be honest, that's not a common.
And then the Irish make it too, but they don't put brandy in it. They call it like.
No,
like
put Jameson in it.
Mary
right?
Rose sauce. They call it Mary Rose sauce, and they usually serve it like with.
Of course they do. Everybody's Catholic as fuck.
They serve it with some like chips.
20 kids.
They serve it with the chips.
So this is my question. When they say chips, do they mean fries or chips?
No, if it's chips or fries, and if you say it's crisps for potato chips.
Yeah, but I mean like when
it has
they
to be
say.
Crisps.
When they say,
no, it's chips.
Yeah, okay. So they don't mean
well,
fries.
Because it used to be like little wedges that they would fry up.
Yeah,
so that's why
wedges?
They like a chip of a potato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay, so not like full on like potato wedge sort of thing. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, no, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Potato wedges are good. I like those.
I do love them. That's what you do with your old baked potatoes. Full of cooking tips tonight here on Here It Is Podcast. Just go ahead and write those down.
Yeah.
You know, you take leftover baked potatoes. What you do is you take the leftover baked potatoes and you cut them into wedges and then you fry them.
Yeah.
They're fucking great. And you like throw some Parmesan cheese or something on it.
You need that fucking whatever Sufi fucking
fryer that machine.
Thing.
Yeah. That thing.
That's the only commercial that I was okay with.
Like, this actually makes sense.
Yeah, it had a lot of cool attachments and shit on it. Like, I don't know. It felt like more of a tool than it did like a piece of cooking.
Yeah, it's like it keeps your shit refrigerated.
This attachment and this attachment.
But yeah, the sous vide thing. I was like, I watched the whole commercial. I was like, this is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
It's like, and then it keeps it refrigerated. And it keeps it refrigerated.
Yeah, and it does refrigeration.
It's like you can load it up in the morning, walk away, come home. Boom, dinner's sitting there ready for you.
It means if you really wanted to, you could have an air fryer.
You're not running late.
Well, that's on you.
Because then it's getting like overdone. Because it's sitting in it. I'm sure it generates a good amount of heat or whatever you're doing inside of it. So, you know, if you're not there like when it's done, well, it's probably going to be garbage if you're late.
But think about it this way. Like now you have an air fryer, you can put a Gatorade in. And chill it.
That's right.
When you're not getting ready to air fry some bacon.
I never used an air fryer.
Me neither, but I've eaten food that, like, well, my friends, when I go up to Clarksville and stuff, that, like him and his lady friend, they got an air fryer they bought, like, when their oven shit
out. I like how you say lady
there.
Friend.
Girlfriend, whatever, yeah. They're not married yet or anything, so you know, can't say wife.
Right.
So I like saying lady friend. It's funny.
It's funny.
But they're oven shit out at the same time they got an air fryer because they were like, oh, it's going to be like a month till we can order another one. They're like, well, fuck you. Like, we need to cook something. So they bought an air fryer, and yeah, that thing's pretty light. Cook chicken in it. Cook fucking bacon
I hear people who have them will love them.
I mean, it's legit. Like, I didn't do any of the. I wasn't involved in any of the work, but I ate it and it was good.
It's like, you know, I was sitting there thinking about, you know, as I do, as you know, because I live in the cooking world, and
yeah, for
and
me,
yeah. I was thinking about plant-based food, and like, you know, the Impossible Burger, and
it's a literal Soylent Green,
and I'm like, when people, when I read and it says plant-based food, what I really think of is a plant.
It's just grass.
Is there's a large manufacturing plant
making
this food.
Oh, like it's, you know, a play on words.
It's not. It has nothing to do with
the
carrots that are growing in the ground.
There are no carrots.
You know?
All there is a factory.
I don't even think about the vegetables that are being used or whatever they're doing to this, but it's being processed in a factory.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, and I thought to myself, I'm like, look, every time we fuck around with the food, there's consequences to it, you know? It's like when we hydrogenated oil and turned it into margarine, it created like something the body didn't recognize, which was trans fats.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, trans fats are the worst things in the world. They're killing you. That's worse than just regular saturated fat. You know,
you are a fucking transphobe.
Yeah, I probably. But then, you know, and I'm like, look. And then it gets into like GMOs. You know, you know, every time we fuck around with anything that's processed or man decides that he's going to make nature better.
Oh yeah! Each time that happens,
it's fucked up. Like, you know, and I think about how you know, it's like, you know, back in the day, what did we do with the livestock? We pumped them full of fucking steroids, hormones, antibiotics.
Yeah, no, it's disgusting
to produce, you know, like a huge amount of, you know, yield.
Slim Jims.
Yeah, Slim Jims.
Which is a guilty pleasure, by the way.
Yeah. I say that jerky.
Like I've never fucking eaten one.
Yeah. But just like whenever man starts fucking around with shit, there's consequences to us because what happens is when we try to improve nature because we're naive and we think to ourselves like, oh, yeah, well, I'm man. I know everything. And I'm going to fix this.
Basically.
You know? And then we get fucked over because what we find out is like, hey, you know what? Nature already made it perfect.
Yeah.
Why fuck with it? You know? So,
I know,
and that's my thought about kind of like the vegan kind of plant-based food. It's just like everything that I've learned through cooking is that processed food is the worst thing you could possibly ever eat.
I agree.
You know, and anytime man starts tinkering around inside of that realm, they fuck shit up.
I want to come back to the oils, but say real quick, this is a quote I heard from a video game when it's called Mass Effect, and there's because it's all about it's like a future, like sort of like not Starship Troopers, but you know, definitely future fighting alien sort of fucking type of game. And then you have this one species that's really, it seems like it's only there to wipe out every other living species, but right, they're like this ancient race, and they described humans as like toddlers fumbling in the dark. So I was like, and ever since I heard that, I was like, ugh, that's too accurate.
It's so accurate.
Because then you think about, like, every time somebody discovers something new, like, they don't have any, it's all caution to the wind, you know?
Right.
And then we don't care about if it's detrimental. Like, we just care about, like, well, I'm the person that made this new thing. And, you know, it's human nature. Like, they're going to get way too far in it. So you can't expect them to do much else, but it still doesn't change the fact that it's, you know, it's still ends up in that result. And that's when all these, like, you know, movies and books for hundreds of years, even thousands of years, talk about, like, you know, the self-extinction from fucking, like, people fucking around with shit.
Right.
That they don't goddamn understand.
That they don't fucking understand.
That's why it's like, are aliens here? Like, maybe, maybe not. But if they were here, are they here to help or are they just here to watch? Be like, look at these crazy motherfuckers and what they're about to do.
Watch these hairless apes fucking do crazy shit.
It would be like, you know, like,
it's like either they're killing themselves with guns or they're trying to kill themselves by fucking around with their food.
Like if you're a Jane Goodall type and you were just kind of watching everything going on and you're like, let's find out about this culture. And then you just see a monkey running around with a lit stick of dynamite. I know. Are you there to help? Because you might not be able to. It might be too late for you to help. You might not be able to help. So now you just have to watch.
Right.
Now you just get to watch the end of it all. Which, if I was an alien, and this is maybe mildly narcissistic, but who knows, maybe they're fucking narcissists too. I would be like, oh, this is way too late for me to change. Like, so you want to leave? Like, let me watch for a second.
Yeah.
It's like, let me see how this ends, because holy shit, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's like driving up on a car accident. You know, everybody slows down because they just want to... Yeah. You're going to check it out. You're like, oh, whoa, that's not looking good, is it?
You know? No, it's an unexploded mortar. It's like, maybe he won't do anything with it. Oh, he's banging it up against the rock. Oh, he won't. Maybe he'll stop soon.
He'll stop doing that. Nope. He went all the way. It's like, boom. Yeah. Oh, look.
It's like a car accident. Like, you don't want to look. You can't look away.
But you can't look away. You slow down and you go, whoa, man, that thing's like upside down and shit.
But that part, like,
what
is,
did you do to get upside down?
Well, there's it all started when I was six.
But yeah,
I have pelted with Matchbox cars ever since then. I hate driving. So if I do it, I do it ironically. I do it poorly to let people know how much I hate it.
Hate driving.
Yeah. That's why I go flipping over a Jersey barrier every time I go to fucking work.
When I see the wall of death, I crash into it. Just swerve to hit it through three lanes of traffic.
Which I say good. I hope people like that drag the insurance companies into the fucking...
Yeah. Fuck insurance. What a scam. What a scam that's been perpetrated on the American people.
Well, any unnecessary middlemen usually... Not for the best, not the best intentions.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. It's, even if it was good intentions, it's, you know who it ends up being in the hands of is, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's in the hands of the government now, and they're all like,
people.
Yeah, well, we're not going to pay for that.
Well, that's why.
Oh, you need that done? Well, we're not going to do it. Not today. Well, maybe tomorrow. What we're going to do is pump a bunch of drugs in you first to see if that works. And then we might do that surgery. Even though your doctor says you need it. But we're going to hold off. Because we got a, you know, special interest in this pharmaceutical group over here. Who's got like a great painkiller. That might help you alleviate the pain.
Is it addictive?
Is it addictive? I don't know. Maybe. No. FDA says it's great.
Wouldn't do that for you. Like, why do you have what looks to be a freshly made lunch and some sort of pharmaceutical rep blowing you under the table?
Yeah. Yeah, this thing's going to make you feel great. Yeah, it definitely makes you feel great. It's like, I don't feel any pain. Look, I'm stabbing myself in the arm. I don't feel a thing. Well, you're bleeding out, okay? That sucks. Yeah,
we have a lot of respect for doctors, but at the same time, people are still people.
The people are still people. No,
so
they will take the under the table dollar at any moment.
And that,
you know?
It's like,
I'm not saying that. They're just sleazy doctors, but there are good doctors. I mean, most of the doctors are good.
I was about to say most of
the doctors are good, but there are some sleazy ass fucking
because of
Dr. Feel Goods out there. You know,
yeah, there's a song made for a reason.
There's a song made for a reason, but there's definitely some guys who do some underhanded, shady ass bullshit. You know,
because people can be corrupted. Right. You know. It's not 8 years of fucking medical school is not going to make you immune to being a shitty doctor.
You may already be a douchebag.
Yeah. You could have started like that from
but you're just really
birth.
You're just like a really smart douchebag.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they're fucking out there. Fortunately, they're not in great numbers.
And they don't even care. They're like, yeah, take this drug. It's going to be great for you. You can't take a shit. You can't take a shit. We got this one here for you. Take this one.
Yeah.
Now you got runny shit and it's black. Here, take this pill. But you got the actual good doctors out there who, you know,
don't overprescribe.
Don't overprescribe you know, like, hey, maybe you should just lose some weight.
I do. You know? And, you know, we shouldn't count everybody as a hero, but because, like, what do you call somebody who got all C's in medical school?
Yeah, doctor. A doctor. Exactly. They but, still got the same degree as the guy who got all A's. I'm looking for the guy who got all A's, to be honest.
Your best option. You know? You don't want to
B's
have...
I'll take, you know. It's like, okay, so, you know, you kind of cared.
Yeah. I think a C.
During, you know, when you had to, like, go in there and deal with the cadavers and you actually, you know, knew what the liver was.
Oh, yeah, I've seen these.
Yeah, it looks familiar.
Oh, it's weird. This is your first autopsy. Like, never mind, I said nothing.
I didn't say anything.
He's got a shrine. Turns out this guy's a serial killer. Wouldn't that be some shit?
I just said, don't. All right, well, let's take a break. We'll be back.